morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today is Bobby Persinger with the Licking County Foundation. Sunny skies to start the day. Clouds roll in. Oh, real quick, I want to remind folks, 9:50 this morning, the tornado sirens will sound as part of the statewide test for Severe Weather Awareness Week, so you will not have the sirens at noon today, but at 9:50, don't look outside and go, wow, it's sunny outside. Why are the tornado sirens going off? Today is the statewide test for Severe Weather Awareness Week. All right, Joel, we were joking. Bobby joins us, and I said, boy, I've known him, as you like to say.
You guys got history.
For a minute.
It's apparent as soon as I walk in.
Yeah, watch yourself. You are outnumbered here today, I'll tell you that. But, Bobby, you were talking about, you know, you started this with school. You started in the area working with school-age children, and I remember this, Watkins Memorial. My son come home one day, my youngest son, he goes, man, Dad, there was this kid came in, called you a kid. This kid came in, and he started talking until I told him how old you were. Kid came in and started talking about all these neat things that are going on and how we can do things. I said, well, really, what was his name? He said, Bobby something. I said, Bobby Persinger. He goes, yeah. He goes, how do you know him? I said, well, I've had him at the radio station. Kids remember you. I mean, I don't know what it is. I mean, you were, again, he was a young kid when you started all your different things. You were the Yes Club and working with all these different things. You come a long way, my friend.
It's been a minute. I'm excited to be back in Newark, but that, Dave, is the story of my life. When I'm in Kroger, when I'm out to dinner, I always hear, Bobby? Bobby? And I just have to turn and look and go, okay, how do I know you? You know, I mean,
I guess. Do you I'm shudder when they tell you how they know you?
Sometimes.
But you're back in town. How first off, we'll get into the foundation and what you folks are doing on a lot of fronts, but did you miss being here, Bob?
Listen, it's one of those things that sometimes you have to leave something to miss it, right? So back in 2017, I took a position in Columbus and, you know, started making the big bad commute all the way downtown, and had a great time. Then that thing called COVID hit, and I was to the point where I was like, all right, I'm going to come back. And coming back has been amazing. The growth and the development that's happened across all of Licking County, all the way from Pataskala all the way east over to our friends in Hanover. It's just been amazing to see. And like we were talking about before getting on the mic, it was never in my playbook to work downtown, but I'm loving the fact that I get to drive into downtown Newark every day and live and work amongst that wonderful, beautiful new downtown space. It's amazing.
Well, you see, if you move into the arcade, the apartments, you don't even have to drive.
Listen, I was thinking about it.
Plus, there's this little place called the Archive.
Oh, I'm sure he knows.
I'm just trying to paint a picture here, Dave. Work with me a little.
All right, you're with the foundation. Maybe talk a little bit about what your role is with the foundation.
Yeah, so about 3 years ago, I joined the foundation team as the program officer for grants and capacity. And I get the privilege every day of coming into the office and working with our nonprofit sectors, all of those agencies and organizations that are supporting the community in a variety of ways. We currently have about 75 partners who are working on a variety of topics and subjects, ranging from food insecurity to the arts and culture, addressing supports and services for older adults and for the youngest amongst us. It's a really great gig, you know, having been a nonprofit executive here in the past, being able to come back to town and say, well, let me help those organizations that kind of helped me find my teeth in the nonprofit space has been a really great opportunity and something that I couldn't have imagined.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to work with Michael Schmidt. So, I mean, there is that. I mean,
well, boom. That's all I got to say is boom.
But I'll bet, you know, having been gone for a little while, there's probably some things that surprise you. I mean, numbers of people being served, numbers of organizations, and just how much population-wise the county's grown.
Definitely. I mean, that was one of the biggest pleasant surprises that I got is when I came back, I thought, well, I didn't know that it could be better, but it is better in all ways. The people are more engaged. The services are more engaged. The community is just a stronger, tighter-knit space. And when I went to Columbus, all 88 counties in Ohio was my service area. So I've gone all over Ohio to the farthest reaches and the most interesting corners. And one thing that is very true is that Licking County has an energy and a collaborative nature that is stronger than I think the remaining 87 counties combined. It's just a different space here. And when I walked back into the community, one, thankfully, knock on wood, I was welcomed back. but two, just walking in and going, it's better. Like, whoa. Like, it still sometimes takes my breath away at the idea that things are just, it's clockwork. And the people here really care about what's happening to their neighbors and to their friends and to the people that they crisscross the county with.
Yeah, I'm curious, you know, prior to, you know, taking the position with the foundation, and as you mentioned, you were here before, but I have to tell you, Bobby, when I got involved with the foundation, I'm on the scholarship review committee. I was shocked at how much is happening through the foundation. Were you as well? Because, I mean, a lot of folks, they hear foundation, oh, okay, that's nice, what do they do? I mean, there's tentacles everywhere for the foundation.
Absolutely. I mean, again, so having been here as long as I have, admittedly, I told them when I walked back in, I never once reached out to the foundation as a nonprofit executive. You know, thankfully, I didn't need to reach out for any financial support, but I didn't realize this is this organization who's turning 70 this year. It has tentacles. That's a great way of putting it, in everything. Everything you wouldn't even think that the Licking County Foundation would be a part of, creating a bike park for young people to ramp their bicycles off of 21st Street. I have to talk about the Louis Sullivan Building. We just opened that last year. That was a 15-year project to restore one of 10 buildings in the country. And we have it right here. And the foundation led that charge and supported that idea. And now it's a gorgeous building. I would encourage everybody to stop in downtown to see it. But it's the home of Explore Licking County now. So what better way to welcome people into Licking County than into this gorgeous historic old building that served a lot of purposes for our community and now gets kind of that second chance, that revival moment to continue to do its job. Helping kids in schools, helping grandparents who are helping kids in schools, working with municipalities across the county to ensure that communities are developed and that they are viable entities that support the greater good. I mean, it's just everywhere. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of opportunities where the foundation has had an impact and played a role. I can't imagine, now that I know what I know, thinking, oh, 70 years of doing this? And for most of that 70 years, it's kind of been under the radar. Mm-hmm. But we're happy to come out and share some new things that we're working on and being able to say to the community, we've got at least another 700 years in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you may be here that long. Listen, two of us won't be.
I've got good doctors.
All right. You talk about those programs at the table.
Yeah.
Last Friday, you mentioned you kicked off. I couldn't get there because we were here at the station to deal with homelessness. How happy were you with the turnout? And what has been the buzz since that meeting last Friday?
It was a great morning, and I'm sorry that you all had to be here on the radio because it was a great room to be in. Housing and homelessness has been a primary priority for the foundation for at least 10 years. We've been working on a variety of opportunities to impact the community in the best ways possible around those who are unhoused or homeless in our community. So back in 23, we started an initiative, created the Housing Investment Fund, which is designed, it was a grouping of friends and neighbors who came together to inject about $2.1 million into housing stock. We want to increase affordable housing in Licking County. We have some really interesting statistics that came out that said folks in Licking County might have to make upwards of $14, $15, $16, $20 an hour just to squeak by as far as housing expenses. So our thought was, well, let's increase the housing stock because that moves the needle. If there's more housing where folks are trying to level up, maybe families are growing, so they need to go from a two-bedroom to a three-bedroom. We need those houses. But we also need the houses for those folks who are leveling down. Once you've gotten to that place where you're an empty nester and you're like, I don't need a four-bedroom house anymore. I need to downsize to a two-bedroom condo. Well, we need two-bedroom condos. And we need it at price points where everybody can successfully get into a home. So the Housing Investment Fund, part of a regional collaborative through the affordable housing efforts that are in Central Ohio. $2.1 million came into the community, and we're currently have two developments that are in progress right now. Hebron Station is a wonderful new 46-unit development in Hebron that is specific to older adult housing. Our community is aging. Our aging population, as our friends at LCAP say all the time, is growing every day. And we need spaces for those folks to wind down their time in Licking County. And this unit, this development, in Hebron is really amazing. They're currently accepting applications. So that development is at the point of people can start moving in. We also have, I'm sure you all have talked with our good friends in Heath about the Central Park development. We also have a 400-unit mixed-use housing development that's going to go up in that development as part of that growth in that portion of the county. And it'll be everything from Mayor Johns talks about it all the time, that he wants to be able to provide the opportunity for somebody to buy their first home and their final home in the same neighborhood. And that's amazing to us. So we started our journey, the recent leg of that journey, a couple years ago with housing. Last Friday, we stood in a room with about 150 people and shared with them that phase two of that process was an 18-month journey where we pulled together all of the frontline organizations that are addressing housing, that are addressing the circumstances and the situations across the spectrum, from the unhoused all the way up to home ownership. We had organizations like Habitat for Humanity Mid-Ohio in the room, Newark Homeless Outreach, the Licking County Coalition for Housing. And in total, there was about 9 different organizations that are working together. And we spent 18 months with them and said to them, hey, what are we going to do to take the next chunk out of the iceberg? You know, homelessness is an issue that has been a part of humanity since the dawn of time. So I knew we weren't going to walk in and solve the problem. If that was the case, we would have already solved it. We wouldn't have had to walk into that room. But I said to them, let's take the next chunk out of the iceberg. Let's see what we can do. And the outcome was amazing. They put their thinking caps on, and buddy, did it pay off. So we got to announce last week that the foundation is going to support another $3 million to the question. And part of that effort is going to go toward a public awareness campaign. We debuted a video that talked about what does it mean, what does it look like in Licking County to be unhoused in 2026. We had individuals with lived experiences. We had individuals who are working toward the solution. And we had just our neighbors, people in the video who are like, this is important to me. We have, as we talked about earlier, a lot of growth has happened since I left and came back. And one of the things that is strongest is this is our community. And these people are our people. And we're all friends and neighbors to one another. And that message really came out. We're about to kick off the campaign in April. So we're going to do it for a year. You're going to see billboards. You're going to see...
I better hear ads on the radio.
I was going to say, you're going to come and hear me again, or at least maybe I'll bring other people next time. But there's going to be social media posts. We're going to inundate the community to help the community level set and understand this is what it looks like today, and this is how you can be a part of the solution. Mm-hmm. We also got to share kind of what I kind of referred to as the big announcement last Friday, was that in addition to this education and awareness campaign, we're going to provide funding to support 5 community navigators over 5 years to help folks get from unhoused to housed, to help them move from under the bridge to in a home. And that is a big deal. When you have a person who is struggling with a substance use disorder, maybe they have a dual diagnosis with a mental health condition, or maybe they've just fallen on a hard time. They lost their job, or their car broke down and it sent them to a darker place, and they wound up under a bridge or in a shelter, those folks need support. And community navigators do that. They're individuals who walk with you and work with you as you go through each step of the journey to get to the destination that you need. I had a conversation with Chad Brown at the health department.
I was just about to say, hold on to that because we're going to take a break. But this is similar to what the health department has done, and they've seen great, great success with that. So hold on. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, brought to you by Licking County Transit with fixed routes and on-demand response service. They've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guest today is Bobby Persinger with the Licking County Foundation. Sunny skies right now, but it will turn mostly cloudy, high near 42. Cloudy tonight, and then for Thursday, cloudy, chance of rain, high near 54. And again, remember, you're going to hear the tornado sirens going off at around 9:50 this morning. That's because Licking County, like all other 88 counties, are taking part in the statewide testing of the tornado sirens as part of Severe Weather Awareness Week. All right, Bobby, back to you. We were talking about the community navigators, and I told you about, hey, you know, Licking County Health Commissioner Chad Brown and what an impact they've had for folks that they deal with. And this is going to be similar. I mean, these folks will be right there with you every step of the way. Was this something that the folks that when you had the 18 months of getting together, they said, hey, this is a program we need to get involved in? Is that how this came about?
Yeah, it was kind of serendipitous in the sense that Commissioner Brown was kind of developing his navigator team in the vein of the public health supports and trying to get folks to be the healthiest that they can be. And we came along with our conversation on housing and homelessness. And I had a meeting with Chad, and I kind of went back to this group of experts and said, hey, guys, listen to this. And at the end of that conversation, it was one of those moments where kind of the light bulbs went off and people went, well, what if we just maximize the opportunity? Because something Chad had said to me as we were wrapping up our conversation was, he was like, listen, Bobby, everything is a public health issue. And being a former public health leader myself, that clicked that switch for me. And I went, you're right. Housing's a public health issue. If somebody doesn't have a home, they're in trouble in a lot of ways. So we took it back to this group and we were talking. And ironically, we kind of walked away from the idea and pursued some other opportunities that turned out to not be the best opportunity, but we found ourselves right back at that place as we wrapped up the conversation after 18 months. And it was one of those things that was like, well, what if we just enhance what's already happening? You know, that's one of those tried and true components of Licking County is that we do good work. And sometimes you just need to enhance something, throw a little gasoline on it, to make it bigger. So went back, had another conversation with the commissioner and said, which is where he told me I'm increasing my navigator team to 3. And I was like, well, that's great. Tell me how it's worked over the last couple of years and gave me some good statistics and some good response to how the first couple navigators were working. And I looked at him and I said, well, what if we increase it? And he's like, what? Then we got to make that announcement. He was part of it last Friday. And so the goal is that there will be 8 navigators crisscrossing the community, talking about supporting and working with individuals who have a variety of questions that they're trying to answer every day. Because nothing happens in a vacuum. You know, if you're dealing with one mountain, oftentimes there's lots of valleys and hills that go along with that. Mm-hmm. So these eight individuals, when they're all in place, will be able to work collaboratively and connect folks to the supports they need, get them to those wonderful institutions and organizations across the county that are here to be supportive and helpful. And I said last week, in my mind, it's like the last 20 minutes of a Marvel Avengers movie. They're all going to ascend upon the community and be like, what do we got to do to make this the best place to live, work, and exist in?
Yeah.
And I think they're going to do it.
Oh, you were looking at me like you were about to say. My question is, when would you like to get this up and moving with these navigators? And how do you find these folks? That's going to take a special person to be able to do this. I mean, are you already heavily recruiting for these positions? How is this going to work?
So the five navigators that we're going to support will be housed at those organizations that have been working with us. So we're at the beginning stages right now. To answer your question more directly, is as soon as possible mm-hmm. is the answer, right? But to your point, it's not just a snap your fingers, wake up the next morning, and now we have it. We do have to find the right person. A community navigator has to have the skill, the ability, the talent, and the drive. It's not a typical 9-to-5 job. It's not one of those things that you just come out of college and go, well, I'm going to be a navigator. Most people go, I didn't know navigators were jobs. How do you do that? What does that mean? But the great news is those nine organizations that have been working with us this whole time, they're the experts. They do this every day, all day. They're housing aficionados. They're homelessness support professionals. So what we're going to do at the foundation is we're going to provide grants to those organizations each year for 5 years so that they can obtain and retain those navigators. They're going to use their talent, skills, and abilities. One of the interesting things, though, about this effort, as I mentioned earlier, is that not only these five that will be working at these various organizations, but the additional ones from the health department will come together on a monthly or a bi-monthly basis in a meeting just of those navigators. And they'll kind of collaboratively work together. They'll use each other as supports, but they'll also kind of tag team on situations and circumstances that we can't predict are going to happen, mm-hmm. but are likely to happen. You know, when you're working with individuals who are at such a volatile state, you don't know what the next day brings for them. And having this team of people who are like, well, hey, you know, I might not be able to navigate a situation with somebody, but if I've got a friend in Joel, he can come over and be like, hey, we can work together, we can make this happen, and we can get this individual to where they need to be so that they're supported. It's gonna be pretty spectacular. And I'm looking forward to next year at this time when we can kind of see, okay, what did year one look like? What's the process like? And inevitably, there's probably going to be times where we get to pivot and we get to go, all right, well, let's make an adjustment here, or let's think differently about that. But there's no way, or I have no doubt in my mind that 5 years from now, when we kind of conclude this trial period and say, how did it work, that the numbers are going to be great, and the information that we're going to gain over the next 5 years is not only going to help take that chunk out of the iceberg, but it's going to set us up wonderfully for the next opportunity. And we kind of shared a little bit about that on Friday as well, is that in 27, 28, we're going to circle back to that housing stock question. This is a problem that is ever evolving, and we have to evolve with it. So we're committed, and we're not, you know, we have no interest in slowing the boat down, because we've been working on it for a decade now and probably for the next decade, because it's our community, and our community is something that's important to us. And the people in the community are the most valuable commodity.
What can the public do then? What can, you know, mom and pop are sitting out there listening, or they read the article in the Advocate. What can the public do to help with this? What would you like to see the public do?
There's a lot of things. So being the largest community foundation in Licking County, we say philanthropy is much more than people recognize. So we talk about the five T's: time, talent, treasure, ties, and trust. That's what philanthropy is. So any one of those things can help this question. if you want to volunteer at the drop-in center, sign up and volunteer at the drop-in center. If you want to help serve meals at the Salvation Army, call them up. Ask them, you know, do they need volunteers? LickingCountyIsMyHome.com is the new website for this particular initiative that we launched on Friday. So you can go to LickingCountyIsMyHome.com and see statistics about the unhoused population and also about ways that you can give back to the community, whether that means you're going to volunteer or if you have the ability to financially contribute. There's opportunities to do that as well. Along with this initiative, we created the Housing Initiatives Fund at the foundation. So anybody can contribute, and everybody's a philanthropist. Whether you're a five-year-old or you're a 55-year-old, you can give back to the community in a multitude of ways. And we not only encourage, but we invite people to be a part of this solution. We closed our announcement last Friday with the idea that this is neighbors helping neighbors. And that's something that Licking County is historically known for. We do not let our neighbors fail. We will step up in big ways and in small ways, and every way in between. And this is just another opportunity for anybody across the county, or all of your listening audience for that matter, to join us and to make a positive impact, not only on the question, but on the community that we all love so dearly.
And what was the website again?
LickingCountyIsMyHome.com.
Okay. Now, completely off the subject, who you got in your bracket, Bobby?
Listen, I've been working so much on this question that I'm like, oh gosh, it's March. So I got to get on that because I haven't done it yet. But all my time at OSU, it was like, I knew in February, like, okay, this is what's happening. So I gotta get on my gig. I'm not there yet.
Oh, get there.
Invite
then.
Me back and ask me later.
Well, you better have it ready
time
by
is
Thursday.
Of the essence.
That's right. Bobby, as always, it is such a pleasure to have you in and talk about the great things the foundation is doing in the community. And again, I say this all the time. One of the best things I do every year is the scholarship review.
Yeah.
Because you read and you see. I don't care if it deals with homelessness, mental health issues, or kids dealing with parents with drug abuse. It's out there.
It's there.
And there's people that are fighting through. And, you know, Joel always says, hey, man, dust yourself off. You know, do what you need to do. And I'm learning that with these kids, that there's kids out there that are learning to do it. So why can't we all pitch in and help, in, like you said, in any little way? And if you know a five-year-old that can be a philanthropist, they must have some damn good lemonade they're selling, Bobby. That's all I can say.
I know lots of five-year-olds.
Because they must be really good at what they do. So I appreciate you coming in. We'll keep in touch and make sure we get the word out more about what the foundation is doing. Be sure to join us on Friday on Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit, as our guest will be Judy Dolson, President, Central Ohio Better Business Bureau. That's on Friday's Talk of the Town, brought to you by Licking County Transit.